Today is Tuesday, September 25, 2012. I'm interviewing. Your name?
My name is Tong.
Tong?
Yeah, Wu. Esther, my first name is Tong. Last name is Wu.
Okay, she's Christine's Young's maternal grandmother. Okay. What I'm interested in, did you explain anything what I'm doing or not?
I explained a little bit.
If you can tell me, go way, way back in time, to when you were a little girl.
Oh, my little girl, I don't know.
She doesn't know when she was a little girl. Well, okay, a little bit bigger. Where were you born?
Oh, I'm born in Phong Lao.
In what part?
Oh, I don't know. It's the near is the I'm born in Phong Lao. It's the near is Pakke.
Pakke.
Yeah, Pakke.
What was life like when you were a little girl? You were with your family?
Yeah.
You had brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I'm a little back low. We go with my dad and my mom go to the farm. It's made everything to eat. My cousin, they don't have a stove.
No stove?
No
stove.
But
they farmed?
Store.
Yeah,
only
store.
Farm.
No store to buy. Only in the family, do a lot the farm, in the rye, in the corn, to eat all that. So it's no store to buy.
So they were self-sufficient?
Yeah, they're self-sufficient. They had to farm, so they would grow their own rice, their own corn, which is probably their staple food. And then they would go garden. That's what their source of food was. And so she's saying there's no store.
Mm-hmm. And how many brothers and sisters?
Oh, I two brothers. Is it two sisters?
And where are you in the?
Oh, my brother is a pair of they all is in laws.
The little. She's the little child. Two older sisters, her and then the two younger brothers.
And did you go to school when you were little or no?
No
school.
No school. Nothing. Only farmer to be.
Only farming.
Only farm. So were there animals too?
Yeah. Animal in the cow, in the house, and the pig, the chicken to eat. That's all. I don't have a store to buy.
Okay, good. That's fine. And what year were you born? Does she know?
1939.
And, how do I jump to the story? Now, did your father go in the army or?
No.
No. It was quiet then.
Yeah.
And then what happened when the war came?
Oh,
it was peaceful. They didn't have any wars or anything until 1960, and by that time she was already married to my grandpa.
And then
after that they just ran for their lives and then came over to America.
Can she describe a little bit? I know it's hard when she just meets me to suddenly tell this lady's coming and saying, tell me your story. But if you can describe a little bit, tell me more. If you were to tell Christine your story, okay. If, you know, you have a granddaughter, and as she gets older, you start to tell her many years ago.
She said life is pretty simple. They really didn't do anything. They, in reference to activities or whatnot, they would invest their time in going to garden. And then sell like their clothing, and so that's what they surrounded their lives around. And then so they would farm, raise their animals, eat their animals, and then farm, eat their animals.
Yeah.
And then
it was a very routine life.
Mm-hmm, it was. And so kind of reminds me of the Amish when I think about it.
Uh-huh.
But she said that they would sew, but they would only sell clothing to wear. They wouldn't sew to sell or anything. There was nowhere to sell it at, because.
But it was just to mend the clothes.
No, they would make their own clothing, but not. You know how now they have clothing to sell. They don't have clothing to.
Clothes. And what happened when the war started and they're starting to realize something's wrong?
So they ran to 5 different cities. They ran to Napompake,
Ilu Petonya, the Petonya to Saitong, Petoti, one and
all,
Jung Blotato, the Petota, Lahola Santa Santo, the Petonya to Saitong.
And then
cái là nho bên này ạ to trâu xuống cái số chế bây giờ kiếm tôi tay chữ nó
in time in 6 years for 6 years
before long chen
after
then
I'll see 10
for 6 years
tôi nói nếu nhau là cho
Bên nhau là chơi chơi lâu, hoặc là tôi hoặc là bên nhau, tân nữa. Tập bên là nhau nắp thùng tơ, lợi tôi ấy cho chơi, mì gà tôi ấy cho chơi lâu rồi bên nhau. Có tên như hùng, dầu yu y coco nó cứ sa.
Chân hè là bên hô 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 hô
hô hô hô hô hô hô hô hô
She said when they're in Nampong, they used to have houses like they did when my parents were explaining to you.
Raised?
Sectioned off, like mini apartments that's enough for a family to live in. And it's...
And it's in
an enclosed area, like the safety zone.
Ah! Okay.
Em cũng cái chế là chỉ phút bé mà có thể chế là dùng mỏ bé nào đó chế
là quên chế
được bé nhỏ này.
And then they basically fed them and they just lived there. Còn đến là chỉ phút này mỏ tèo á chế liệu.
Chỉ phút tèo á chế liệu.
And then
nhỏ sẽ là dùng mỏ.
And then they couldn't garden or do anything. Còn là tí hoa chóng á chế á.
Dùng đỡ.
How do they get food?
Thế cho bố xa chậu cái bế tờ của lưu chân chị
tờ
tôi chân chị tôi nhớ nhớ chị ý thế cho bố
gì
gì chậu ý thế cho bế tôi cái thằng nhỏ cả tôi nhớ nhớ nạp phòng thì bắt cho bố thằng
anh này nạp phòng nhớ nhớ nạp phòng ý thật gì chậu nó mà nó này tôi mình tập
đó gì chậu cái này tôi mình tập đó
không đâu mà 1970 they're in Nanjing, and then 1980 they're in Hong Kong, something like that.
How old was this?
When they came here,
they were in Nanjing.
Laos and Laos.
Yes.
And then Vien
is in Thailand?
Yep.
I think.
And then they went to Nepal.
Yeah, Nampong.
And this is also Thailand.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3?
Yep. Nepal was the last place they were before they came to America.
Okay.
And then she said that the people who are holding the camps, and she said they were Americans.
Nampong was where she described the enclosed areas.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already in Thailand.
Correct.
Thailand.
But
la de na khong sa no che yo Thailand la na. Na khong sa ti che yo Laos na.
But when the war started, she was what, in her 30s or 20s?
To de che tan na gom bu che shon.
To de che tan na. To de che tan na sha ji bao ác quá, tôi chỉ bao lời tái sự thầu tế thật tên để thầu bé qua tôi cho tế thật nó bộ qua lót cho thầy lót cho sống sư chuyện sự thầu tế thật tên để chỉ mà
mua
bị cho sống sư
bị
cho quá tôi chỉ bao chỉ muốn
tới chỉ bao She said about 30.
But okay, so what was she thinking or feeling or this? All this stuff's going on. They had a very, how do you say, sedentary life.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all this chaos. And were they frightened? I assume they were frightened.
And then
they took care, แล้วกันใช้ได้จริงเพิ่งเขียพิ่งตัวเพิ่งเขียพิ่งตัวเจ๊เลยเตรียมมูเตรียมมูจริงพิ่งตัวเจ๊จริงใช่ไหมจ๊ะ
เออชั่วตัวเนื้อก็สาวที่แ
ก่ใช่เจ๊พิ่งตัวเลยเจ๊ย้อนทันในพิ่งตัวเจ๊เทเลตัวยงในจริงพิ่งตัวเสียจีสารจันเลยแล้วในพงวันเดย์ในพงเพิ่งวันเดย์ตัวเจ๊วันดูอยู่เจ๊พิ่งตัวเจอในพงตา
so she said that the general in Cal just said they said that he was coming to America, so she didn't remember to fear or to think anything. She just said the general was going, so we're going to follow, so that we can all have a better life.
Yeah, did she go with your parents?
从那天的那几姑娘个多找你们多没有？
哎，跟人多，跟人个多，你得别嘛多哈。跟人别多一雄，但是跟人个多，你得熬出事，你得事。个多头路高啊，人都给路熬人都就别多。
哦 ，she said that my parents came in December, they came in 2 months after that. 想我去，你叫我。
Your parents came in December.
That's what you're saying.
I'm not sure.
I know.
Okay. But she came with her husband, your grandpa?
No.
ทุกแต่ก้าแต่ไอแต่เอแต่ป้าหัวเลยที่ชื่อเนี่ยดีแล้วมันไอแกไปเที่ยวตัวแกกี่เที่ยวเลยว่าไปเที่ยวตัวโอเคใช่ไหมเขาเลยจ้างเงียบตัวเงียบตาก็ตัวเดียวทุกแต่ไอที่แต่ก้าแต่เอไอป้าหัวเลยปล้องทุกคนทั้งก็ที่อยู่ที่ใช่ไหม
เอ็นี่
ไปตัวไปสาไปจินจอนเลยเจอรัวเจตัวเจแล้วมั้งจอดหน้าวะเจมูติชูเลยเจไปตัวไปเสียจนกูจิตจับไปเลย
จันทร์ไหนจันทร์จัน
ทร์ไม่จันทร์ได้เจ้าตัวเจแล้วมั้งจันทร์เดาเจ้าหูเนี่ยแล้วมั้งจันทร์ต้องเดาเจ้าลูกนั่นเด็กเจก็ยังกัดเจอเลยก็เสด็จตัวเลยก็อยู่แก่แล้วแล้วมั้งจันทร์ต้องเดาใช้เจแล้วเจ้าจักอ่ะ
ไอ้นี่เรื่องไรน้า
เสด็จวัยน้าสิ
ก็ไปเชียงใหม่ก็ยังต้องเต๋อเ
ชียงมั่วมา
เชียงมั่วสาใช
้ก็สาใช้ทุกตัวใช้ก็เนี่ยแล้วเชียงมั่วที่พ่อ
คุณเนี่ยเชียงมั่วกูบอกคุณเนี่ยก็จะไม่ได้กูบอกยังคนนี้ตัวตัวไหนด้วยจะให้เอชเขาเลยเชียงตัวตัวยังต้องตอนเลยจะเละ
เมื่อว่าไปเจาะเชียงมั่วที่ชี้ชอแต่เอเดียแต่เอเจ้ามัวขันเจอเนาะทำตัวมั่วมุดตัวแต่เอชอแต่เอโบโต้เดี๋ยวว่าที่ตอนที่ช่วงนั้นแล้วมั่วว่าหรือเจ้าของลูกว่าเนี่ยว่าที่ตอนที่ช่วงนั้น
ว่าจะ
เนื้อจอมไปเจ้าด้วยจะไม่มีลูกน้องสิเกเนื้อจอมว่าขันเดือดน้องชอเนื้อจอมว่าเดี๋ยวว่าที่ตอนที่ช่วงนั้น
She said that what's the original question? I got off tangent. She said that
just tell me what you can.
She said that when they came to America, they came over and it was just her and her, my mom's other four sisters, the four younger ones. My mom has, there's, what are you doing?
So it was her four younger daughters.
Her four younger daughters, yep. Her four younger daughters and my grandpa. They just came over by themselves. They didn't come with any other groups. And then she was telling me about how they held their paperwork in little bags. Like they didn't know anything, so they put everybody's paperwork in these little white bags.
Uh-huh. This is good.
In these little white bags. And so, you know, if you got off on a wrong route or something, they'll look at your paperwork and send you back to where you need to be. And so that's all they knew. They said, these are your papers to America, hold them, and you're going to America, and then they came to America.
Okay. Yeah, but she, I assume, but you were from her that they crossed the Mekong River?
Yep, they did when they were going, You're talking about to come to America or to go to Thailand?
To go to Thailand.
Yep, they did. She said that they crossed it when they were going from those cities.
So what was that like? Because sometimes people tell very scary stories about
Tony.
They don't know if they're going to make it. They're...
Tony had it, though.
They don't go. They don't look like Buffet.
They came in a car from So she said that
this is a long story.
Yeah, where did she end?
She was
so
crossing.
And then so they took, I guess the brief story is they took the vehicle from Lungjing to Vientiane, and then they took a bus to the border, and then a boat to across the river.
Lungjing to Vientiane.
Mm-hmm.
The car.
Car. Yeah.
Okay.
And then when they're Châu Vinh Chẳng, Châu Lũ Nhi Gió Chí.
Châu Lũ Nhi Gió thì Nông Khai ạ.
And then from Vinh Chẳng to Nông Khai, they... Có chạy, nè chạy bảo?
Chạy có.
Oh, that's the Gulf. That's where they're crossing the Mekong
River. Nó chạy nên bảo, chạy nên có.
The Mekong?
Yeah, the Mekong River. And so...
So what's her story? She's telling something.
So, well, I was asking her, she said that they didn't have... My grandfather, when the war broke, my grandfather actually ran ahead of time, so he didn't run with them, and so because he left because of his position and status, he had left.
He was in the military.
Correct. And so he had left prior to, so they, her and her other four daughters didn't have any paperwork. So what they had to do in order to get to the border was, they would be hidden. they had to hide like in a trunk where they had all the clothing and stuff, or they wouldn't have been able to get more crops. And so during this duration, yeah, she was scared, but she didn't really.
Yeah, let's go to the daddy.
And then, so yeah, so she didn't have any paperwork when they got to their checkup.
Ah.
Because they didn't have any paperwork, so that's why they had to hide. And then the only reason they got across was because it was raining, so they didn't do a thorough check. So on normal circumstances, on these busloads, you know, for instance, they'll say they're crossing the border to go garden or to go plant rice. Uh-huh. And so they would normally check them one by one. The stopping point, the military stopping point, would normally check them one by one. But because it was raining so hard that particular day, they only checked the first few in the front. And so that was the only reason why they were able to get past. They were told...
This is to get to the river, to cross the river?
This is just to get to the border so that they could...
Oh, they're still in Laos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Laos.
Yeah,
just Laos.
So that they can get to the boat.
Then, how did they negotiate for the boat across the river?
And she said that she didn't have to do the negotiating. They had the men of the group who did it. And then the boats just came and they got picked up. Well, she said she has her paperwork too.
And how long did she have to stay in Thailand before coming to this country?
So she said it wasn't torturing him, but it was basically like a jail cell. They just brought food, you couldn't go anywhere, you couldn't do anything.
Big. And when they finally came to say they're going to America, what was
She said that she was excited to come, and she said it can't be any worse than what she's already. And because the general already went, then that was hope for them to have a better life.
And so it was the hope that held her. Kept her spirit going.
Yeah.
And where did you come to this country when you first came?
Told
me to go to any town to watch it. I'm going to go
directly to Lindsay.
When they came to America, the original origin of Hawaii, the whole parents are in Hawaii. But because her sons were in Lansing, they talked to the organization to make sure that was there. So they originally put in Hawaii and then got in Lansing.
And how did she get into the farming thing?
The organization that I was trying to was there in Asia.
Okay. And that's what I need the name of. A what?
A plot.
Mm-hmm.
They made the plot.
Now a plot $5. Which is still pretty good, but.
How did she? We need to pay. The plot. The e-jidua, e-pa-jidua, e-pa-jidua, yeah, good, yeah, I'm more.
Where I was just saying that they should have been able to rent this that other side.
Yes.
And she said that the airport already owned it, so they wouldn't sell it, and they already tore down his house where that farm is. There's two houses on the other side. They already tore it down.
It belonged to who though? So.
It was just a farmland. That
oh,
was
I see.
There, yeah.
And how do you feel when you're farming? You like it?
Yeah.
What is it about it that you like? She saw and smiled. What does it give you here?
I like it. I go to exercise every day.
Exercise every day?
Yeah.
Here, in the garden?
Yeah, in the garden. I don't stay home. I stay home, hold my leg, hold my neck, and my back. I go to exercise in the garden. All day, it's in below a little bit. I watch the TV.
Yes.
I walk around the home, my heart too. Little bit not play to go outside. I stay home, watch TV. And go to drink the water in the kitchen. I hold my leg, hold my back. I knock. I see every day.
She says that she likes to come to the garden because she can exercise and be able to move around. If she's at home, then all she does is watch TV, and it's just her legs and her back and her arms hurt. And she makes it as far as the kitchen, and there's nowhere to go. So that's why she likes coming to the garden.
Does she ever think about her past life when she's working? Does it help her deal at all? Or is this too?
She said that, yeah, she does reminisce about how they used to garden, and this is where they're living and what they used to eat, and you know, even now to this day, it's still the same. And she said I am home, and that's why.
She's what?
She said I am home, and that's
I'm
why
home.
Home.
Oh.
She said, I'm home, and that's why I'm still gardening to this day, and I can't eat really good, like hamburgers. That's what she said.
She can't.
She can't. She doesn't like it. She doesn't like it.
I don't blame her. Wait a minute. I'm Hmong, and that's why?
And that's why I still garden.
Ah. But she can't eat hamburgers.
And, yeah.
Good
eat,
for her.
Eat homegrown foods and not hamburgers.
Very good.
And so that's why she always comes to us.
Okay, I'm going to wrap this up now, and maybe we meet again down the road.
Okay.
But this is very helpful. She have anything that she wants to, I just ask certain questions, but maybe there's something she wants to share.
Oh.
that I didn't ask the question. So if I walk down the road when you're not as busy and in the winter time, or if I have more questions, I can call you to talk to her?
Yeah, she said that was fine, just that someone needs to be there to translate for her.
Okay. Does she know anybody who does the embroidery? Or who used to do the embroidery? They don't
know. What type of embroidery are you talking about?
Any embroidery at this point. Either the stories or the squares. Did she do the stories or did she do the squares?
She did.
Okay, so
it wasn't quite true.
Does she have any at home?
She would just sew it. They would give it to her to sew, and she'll sew it. She'll just give it back to them.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to meet you. And to meet you.
You're welcome.
And I hope we meet again.
Okay.
it's a long project. I've talked to her mother and her father, and Christine, and now it was a pleasure to meet you.
And mother, father, as in my daughter, and son.
They're about dead.
These are dead? No. No, but these.
It's too old. They would be dead.
Really? Mm-hmm.
It's not, it gets kind of,
tough? Yeah,
it gets a little bit tough.
I had to tear this one for the book. In the pot.
Yes. Is this lemongrass?
Yes, it's lemongrass.
Oh, here are the red peppers. Oh, maybe I'll get a little juice out of the can. These are the hot ones?
Nope, these are actually just the green pepper. This isn't.
But look how they're red.
These are red peppers, you know?
Yeah.
But we have chili peppers.
might get some